Welcome back to the Season 3, Episode 7 of Teed Up, where everyone's a sports expert.
The podcast that makes you care about sports.
We're an original podcast created and produced by Long Beach State's Soon Run Newspaper, Philly 49er. I'm Naoki.
I'm Maddie G.
And as you guys can see, we're not in a normal studio today because we've been bought out by Athletics.
We wish.
We're not that good. We're actually so bad that they refuse to buy us out.
I don't think we'll get any offers when the podcast ends to recover it.
But we do have an extremely special guest today. So last week, we had the immense pleasure of having Jasmine and Janae, Love Owl, the golf twins. We have another athlete here today. I guess the third athlete of the show. Long Beach State Women's Volleyball star setter, Zaina Meyer.
Hi, guys.
Thank you for being here.
Of course. I'm so glad to be here. Seems like you guys are doing some awesome stuff.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. I know you're in the midst of your off season. You guys just had a very eventful month and a half since the season ended. I just want to get your overall thoughts on just how your season went this past year.
I think our season went really well. We were able to accomplish some big things and kind of get our name out there, especially with our first win against Texas. People were like, Long Beach is like going to be pretty good. And I think we ended not as we wanted for sure, especially with a few injuries like Abby Carrick breaking her foot. And then Natalie Glenn was out with a concussion for a lot of big games. That was really hard for our team, I think. But I think it just left everyone wanting to get better this year and just grind out the spring. So we're coming on top in the fall.
Yeah, kind of just like with that, then you get the whole news of Tyler leaving out of nowhere. Just like, how much does that catch the team off guard just looking towards the spring?
Yeah, I mean, we weren't really expecting it at all, which was tough for sure. Me and Tyler were really close too. So that was hard, but we wish him all the best at USC, and we understand his decision. And honestly, our culture is so strong that it really just brought the team even closer. And Natalie and Bjorn were able to step in right away off the bat and do an incredible job. And with how practices have been going, you would have no idea that our head coach had left like 3 weeks ago, because Natalie's doing an incredible job. Bjorn's doing amazing. And the girls are closer than ever, which is really amazing.
Talk to us kind of like how the transition has been. I know like Tyler was like kind of, he's been a big name. He has a lot of people wanted to get him when he was leaving Nebraska and he kind of came back home here.
Yeah.
Do you guys kind of feel like there could have been more to be done with Coach Tyler? He was only here 2 years out of like a 5-year contract.
Yeah.
So do you feel like it was a little bit premature, his departure?
It's hard to say because it was ultimately his decision. So I can't be like, he left too early, you know?
Yeah.
But it was, I think the hardest thing was just like the surprise of it all, you know? Mm-hmm. That we didn't really know too much before he decided to leave. But I think it's just showing, it was actually a great opportunity for Natalie to step up and for the team to get even closer, which is incredible. And yeah, I mean, I think it just, when stuff gets tough, you really can see what if a team like falters or gets closer, and our team was able to get a lot closer, which is really cool.
Yeah, and then before even getting into Natalie, just like what her collegiate sports are now, was there like a sense of like a cloud, I guess, of confusion if people are going to transfer out, just like what that looks like in the portal?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when a head coach leaves, there's a 30-day transfer window for the girls to enter the portal, because the portal is closed to everyone else right now. And I think at the beginning, me included, everyone was kind of like, oh shoot, like what do? We stay? Do we go? But after having meetings and conversations with Natalie and Bjorn, we began to realize like nothing's changing, and there's no reason for us to leave, because Long Beach, we're still building this beautiful thing and rebuilding our program. So there's no reason for us to go. So every single person on our team is staying, which is just a testament to how close we all are, which is incredible. And I think we're just coming back with a grind mindset to get better this year.
We got the chance to host the inaugural Women's Volleyball Big West Tournament here. Just talk to us to what it was like, even though you were technically at home, that some of these games turned into kind of away games because of how much the away teams kind of packed out this house. Even though you practice here, you play here, this is technically your home. What was it like to kind of host the very first Women's Volleyball Conference Tournament here?
Yeah, I mean, it was a really cool experience. And for Tyler to be able to like fight for us to host it here, which was great. And then our admin for us to be able to host it was amazing and just be a little bit more comfortable in our home environment. But yeah, the Big West does a pretty good job of trying to make it like an even playing field by not using like our Nike ball. And then just like certain rituals, like we didn't have our home video playing and stuff like that. But it was still great to be on the Terraflex and be in the pyramid because it's a really special place. But yeah, some of those teams were able to pack the mid. It was crazy. Like Hawaii, when we played them in the finals, you like, if you just looked out in the crowd, you wouldn't know if you're in Long Beach or Hawaii, which is cool actually for Hawaii to be able to show out like that for their team.
Yeah. And then just as far as your role of the team piloting an offense, just like, what is it like having the teammates and just like leading everything really?
Yeah, I mean, it's good sometimes. It's really hard too. But the great thing about our team is we always say like everyone's a leader from top down, which is really cool. But yeah, it's hard sometimes being a setter. It's like, it's very mental position, but I'm still learning to grow and just enjoy the sport. But my teammates have had my back every single step of the way, just enjoying what I'm doing.
You're still kind of young in your collegiate career. And like you said, we mentioned this pre-show, you were just in Colorado for Team USA trials. So then what's the next step? Do you kind of look ahead into that future? What does the future look like for you?
Right now I'm looking just at this year and trying to ball out with my girls. But for sure, after school ends, my plan has always been to go overseas and play pro for as long as I can. And then hopefully go with the national team as well. And then chase being on the Olympic team is my ultimate goal. But yeah, all those things are for sure in the future, but I'm just working as hard as I can right now for our team and getting better.
And you like touched on the mental side of the game. I saw one of your captions was just trying to find the joy and love for the game is a constant battle I'm still working through. Just like, what does that kind of mean? Just like, where are you at with that, I guess?
Yeah, for sure. No, it's tough. Like I've played volleyball since I was 5. So I've played the game for so long. I grew up going to like a very strict volleyball club. So sometimes it's hard for me to enjoy the sport just because it feels like a little bit like a job sometimes, but I think Long Beach is like the best place for me to be in that aspect because, the game is supposed to be fun. Like it's supposed to be a sport that I'm supposed to enjoy. And Natalie and Bjorn have been helping me a lot through that. And I'm going through a journey with them right now. And just learning to make the sport fun again. And I think this spring has been incredible for me to do that and enjoying it more now than I have in a long time, which is really awesome.
What made coming to Long Beach State so appealing to you to come here?
Well, when I entered the portal 2 years ago, I was at BYU and then I came here. It was Tyler that made me choose Long Beach. Oof. Yeah, it's okay. Because I knew him from when I was like actually 14. I went to a Nebraska volleyball camp when he was coaching there. I loved him. I thought he was really awesome. And he was like coaching setters there. And then when I entered the portal, he had just got the head coaching job at Long Beach State and he started recruiting me, told me that like we're gonna rebuild the program together, all this stuff. So I was like, hey, that sounds pretty good to me. And it's in California, which is really cool.
Going off of that, just like we talked about Tyler's departure, obviously, like being a building block, but like Katie Kennedy leaving, someone you're really close to, just what's that impact, like seeing the seniors go?
Yeah, I mean, Katie and Tia Shavir are like huge parts of our program and our team. It's been tough without them, but it's also been incredible to see other people be able to step up as leaders. And I love the spring because it's everyone is getting reps. When in the fall, you kind of have to narrow down to the starters for like the coaches and the team to focus on because you're trying to like win games. But in the spring, every single person gets to play and be on A and B side and all that stuff. So it's been great to see everyone else step up as leaders during their departure. But it's definitely hard without them because they're just great people.
Talk us through kind of like your work ethic and your workload, because as a setter you play every single play, you play every single set.
Yeah.
So then what's your training regimen like to kind of be able to play for those prolonged periods of time?
It's a lot of just volleyball. I don't know, we started conditioning this spring a little bit more than usual, but it's more just like how our coaches set up practice, and I kind of, we get training through that. And like when we do 6-on-6, you're already running a lot. So then you're kind of, your body's conditioned to keep going and going. And then I also like conditioning myself a little too, after weights and stuff like that. But spring is great because Bjorn's running our weights program with Frank, our lifting coach, and we lift Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So we're getting strong and really conditioned, which is awesome.
You were just looking at coach, I need to sub.
Sometimes I'm like, I'm...
Like 5 seconds, I bet you they're playing. You put out like 50 assists, but you're also like, bring yourself to the ground.
I know, true, actually, true.
Yeah, obviously with the transition out of Natalie, I think part of it, you look at Tyler being moving into an assistant coaching role, the staff stays, right? He didn't bring his staff with him. So just having familiar faces, what did that mean? If it's that transition being a lot quicker.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was absolutely massive, is the girls feeling comfortable with Natalie there and Bjorn and already knowing them. And Natalie brings like a relationship aspect to our team because she's so connected with every girl and really is so amazing at communicating with girls. So I think her staying and then being able to sit down with every single girl after Tyler left and just be there for them and knowing that she would support everyone no matter what they chose to do, but let them know that we're going to be doing some great things here. I think everyone just felt really comfortable and be like, hey, there's no reason for me to go because Natalie's got this.
So a big staple of our show. So this is our third season in here. A main part of our show is, it's like the food break thing. So we like talk about certain foods, big popular in sports. You find a lot of lore. There's a lot of just like things that you just like, why is this a thing type of thing. So first it was pickles.
I love pickles.
What is
all the athletes love pickles. That's why it was a good thing.
Maybe that's why I didn't make it as an athlete, because I just didn't like pickles. Then last time we had bananas.
Okay.
And then this year is hot dogs.
Oh.
So my research expert here, he has compiled a couple of little fun facts about hot dogs related to sports, which is called Frank Break. So, Maddie, why don't you take us through?
Yeah, this one's going to be a little shorter. I think volleyball with the Franks is a little harder to find. But I just want to first start out, are you a fan of hot dogs?
I do love me a good hot dog.
Okay. It's a good start, yeah. It's a good starting point. But, I mean, Long Beach State, we are kind of actually synonymous with hot dogs at volleyball. Just the hot dog costume.
True!
Yeah. Do you know who that person is, by the way?
That's Jenna. That's our teammate.
Yes.
Oh, that's okay.
It is Jenna Giambi, right?
Jenna Giambi, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Do you know how it all started, just like originated, why it's become synonymous?
I actually have no idea. I know Jade used to do it. She used to be on the beach team here, and it's just a person like rally up the group. But I have no idea why it's a hot dog.
It really stands out.
Yeah, it does stand out, I guess.
I guess we got to get another episode with like you and Jenna and just talk hot dog costume, what happens there. But the main one I had for facts is like, do you know anything about Indiana high school volleyball?
No. I'm from Illinois, but...
Your teammate, Savannah's from Indiana. She would know.
Yeah, I know.
So we want to talk here about the Frankfurt Hot Dogs.
Oh.
It's a big
is
team.
Is that their name?
Yeah, Frankfurt, Indiana high school volleyball. I don't think they've played since 2021. The women's team isn't playing actively, I don't think. But Frankfurt Hot Dogs volleyball team, and in my research, I was able to find out, Frankfort, Indiana also hosts a hot dog festival September 9th with a 5K bubble fun bun run walk. You know, if you guys ever in Indiana for a game on September 9th, would you be interested in doing a little hot dog festival trip?
I think I would love that. A lot of our team would love to do that, actually.
What's the go-to hot dog order?
Have you guys had Portillo's before?
Yeah.
Really?
We love our Portillo's here.
Do you guys have Portillo's here?
We've
talked about Portillo's because there's a woman's water polo player named Katie Portillo. I'm pretty sure on our team last year. Yeah. We referenced it on the podcast.
Oh, I didn't even know. I know they have one in Anaheim, but I know it's in the Midwest. It's like a huge thing.
Yeah,
really? But they have like Chicago dogs. Incredible. It's like on like a sesame seed bun. There's a pickle and like a jalapeno. But they have a bunch of different stuff on there. And it's so good, and like mustard. But that's my go-to. But I haven't had that in a long time. So I haven't gone to Portillo's.
Was it Jasmine that was like hot dog with grilled onions?
Oh yes.
And then it's like
fried onions, and then regular onions.
Oh,
it's just like onions,
and then pickles,
and then pickles.
Almost, yeah, that was the hot dog order.
That's criminal. Sorry, Jasmine, but that's outrageous.
I think it sounded pretty good, but. Yeah, hot dogs, just beautiful thing.
We should try the challenge. It'd be easier for volleyball. So there's a thing called a 9-inning challenge, which is it's a baseball thing. So you eat a hot dog, and then are you 21?
Yeah. Oh no.
Never mind.
My birthday's on Tuesday though.
happy early birthday. Show the Zayna some birthday love. That's the clip right there. So for the sake of that, we'll go apple juices.
Okay.
So it's one inning. So one hot dog and one apple juice. 9 innings. Oh, wow. Straight. You tried this.
I did try it.
I got through 5. I don't think you could do that. 5?
Yeah,
that's
5.
Impressive.
It was rough. Not worth it. But volleyball would be a lot easier. 5
yeah,
sets.
Yeah, 5 sets.
But maybe. Sometimes it's like 3 sets.
Oh, so that'd be
true.
Even easier.
Yeah.
That'd be even.
And they're long compared to a baseball inning.
Yeah.
Ooh. Then we should go like, then we gotta make it an actual challenge. We'll go like every like 5 points.
Do 2 hot dogs a set.
Ooh.
2 hot dogs a set.
And 2 apple juices.
Okay. Yes. My blood sugar might spike.
Oh yeah,
true.
The same.
Just pass out.
I might just like go into a coma in the stands. Oh my gosh. Well, to kind of close out the show, how do you mentioned how kind of the transition from Tyler to Natalie, how confident are you going into this next season about how the season do you think is gonna go?
I'm very confident. We had a meeting with our team yesterday, actually, and we talked about our goals for the season, how we want to win Big West regular season and the tournament, and then make it to the tournament and then win a few games, go to the Sweet 16, and then hopefully keep going after that. But I think it's incredible for us to just already be setting these pretty amazing big goals and have that belief that we can do that. So I'm just really excited because I think this team can do something really special this year.
Yeah, I mean, just like the idea of already having these goals and be having it probably fully ramped up to everything, just setting them so early.
Yeah.
When do you just start seeing everything click?
I think we're already kind of seeing stuff click right now. Spring's definitely a learning time. I'm learning something completely new with my setting, which has been tough, but yeah, really awesome. And then everyone on the team from top to bottom is learning stuff. But it's cool to just see it come to fruition a little bit more. We just started 20 hours and we're doing 6-on-6 a little bit more.
Wow.
But seeing everyone start to implement these changes has been really cool.
Why should people tune into women's volleyball?
Well, I think they should tune in because it's a growing sport and it's just incredible to see so many people just dedicate their lives to this thing. And it's also really cool to see these women and be able to, if I was like a young girl or when I was a young girl, being able to look up to these women, it's great to have a role model. So I think getting exposure to everyone in the country and in the world, for them to be able to see us compete and anyone in women's volleyball compete, just kind of opens the door for a lot of young girls to be like, hey, maybe that can be me one day, and start building those goals and aspirations really early.
Yeah, I guess with that, like Long Beach being a volleyball powerhouse school already, and like, when I first came to Long Beach Volleyball Center, I was like, oh, it's volleyball. Like, being a volleyball powerhouse, I picked the school because of baseball.
Yeah,
and the
sure.
Dirt bags over Fullerton. But just, like, what Nebraska packed out a football stadium, right,
mm-hmm.
for volleyball this year. So just, like, seeing where it goes, being at a volleyball powerhouse already, just, like, that impact, right?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's incredible how it's growing. The sport's growing so much.
And like you mentioned role models. Like, who are some of those like role models that you looked up to when you were growing up playing volleyball?
When I was growing up, I played at a club called Sports Performance in Illinois. And Lauren Carlini, who's currently on the national team now as a setter, she played there too. And basically a lot of the Spry alumni who are on the national team I look up to because I knew they came from where I came from, which is really cool. Like Kelsey Robinson, Lauren Carlini, and then a few more Spry girls are on the national team. So looking up to them was really cool. And then now I study so much more international game of setting. So I look at DiCecco and now I'm studying Rafa Oliveira and then like Tony Udy, who's like the France setter. But it's cool as like, as you grow as a player, you kind of learn who to watch and what can impact your game, which is really cool.
Sorry, Aiden, captioning that last part of all those names is going to be so bad.
You can find them or I can let you know. They're pretty famous.
We have like a rule now where we can't talk about soccer too much anymore because of
names.
These names.
Yeah, just so hard to spell.
Okay. Yeah, they just get very complicated to spell. Do you have one more thing?
I do have one last thing. Yeah, okay. Just like with it again, being a Long Beach powerhouse volleyball school, you guys really go often to pick the brain of like both teams, right? Work with the men's team, talk to them.
Yeah.
Work with the women's team, talk to them. Just what's that like, the relationships there?
It's incredible. I'm dating Skylar Varga on the men's team, and we love talking about volleyball, especially because he's an outside too. And, well, he's playing Oppo right now, but he's an outside. And just being able to talk about different aspects of the game with each other, like he'll teach me about passing, and we both coach a a 15s team together at Pinnacle, and I'll teach him about setting and serving and discussing watching international film together, because he loves studying the game as well. Mm-hmm. That has just been a huge thing in our relationship, because we're able to grow each other's minds and also just learn from each other and be able to understand what it's like for volleyball to be like your whole life, and then also want to get better at it still, which is really cool.
And I guess bouncing off of that, do you ever, when you watch like Aiden Knight do what he does, like he does what you do also on a very high level, do you kind of like, as from setter to setter, do you kind of like pick each other's brains on like how to improve
that aspect? Sometimes. I mean, this summer we both worked with some international setters through like No Easy Buckets. So we were able to compare our notes of like what we took away, which was really cool. And just kind of, because he thinks about the game a lot too, and he studies it a lot, especially with Alan being his dad. So it's cool being able to bounce off studying stuff with him and knowing that he also feels like the struggle of being a setter sometimes, like not being able to put the ball away, but then also having to like run the offense and like the struggle behind that sometimes, which is really cool to, for him to kind of relate to me, and because he's a setter at a high level too.
We mentioned Katie Kennedy, Tia Shavir, they're graduating, but now you kind of are going into a veteran on this team. So how has it been seeing your evolution from being the young kid on the team to now you being the vet? What's that been like for you?
I think it's been great. Just, I think it's a matter of being more comfortable around everyone. I felt like when I came here, I was almost trying to prove myself, because I was like the new girl coming in with a new coach. Like, I didn't really know how people would look at me. But now that I've been here and we're all trying to rebuild a program together, it's just me trying to make everyone else feel as comfortable as possible, and just knowing that we're doing something that's bigger than ourselves and creating tradition in this program.
What an interview. That was great.
Boom.
Killed it. Okay.
Killed it.
Well, with that being said, well, thank you so much again for being here. I know it's been a very busy offseason for you and the team. And I saw the video, I think Athletics posted yesterday, of one of your practices, right? It was the new associate. He was mic'd up.
Oh, yeah, Bjorn.
Yeah, he was awesome. Mic'd up. The intro says, like, the intro literally goes like him pronouncing his name to the team. And he's like, it's Bjorn. And I'm like, bro, what a name.
I know.
What a
no
name.
No one can say it.
No one can say it.
No one says it.
But I'm very excited to see what this team can do, and with new coach, with Coach Reagan and Coach Bjorn, and see you. You know, we don't need you, Tyler. No. I'm just kidding. I mean, he's a big dude. I don't want any beef.
I mean, you talk so much about his outfits with Connolly.
That's true. We had President Connolly on, and I called Tyler Hildebrand the flyest coach on our program.
That's so funny.
He like dresses really well. Like, he's like the only coach that like puts in any effort to dress.
It's his shoes. He always has like a million different pairs of shoes.
And he has like the nicest like dress shirts as well. Yeah, the button ups, like slicks his hair like low back, you know. His like muscles like ripping like through his like buns can't hold his muscles in, dude. But like, once again, thank you for being here. If we get another athlete, it'd just be a complete miracle at this point. But and I want to thank you guys for joining us for season 3, episode 7 of Teed Up. Thank you to our video editor and producer in Swanepoel, Aiden. I apologize once again. Subtitles will be pain, but I apologize. And our multimedia editor, Al Nicklin. If you want to stay up to date on the latest in Long Beach State sports, check out our website, daily49er.com, and follow us on socials at daily49er. Support your women's sports. We still have a bunch of sports left to go here in the spring semester. And if you're back here next fall, catch women's volleyball. They are chef's kiss elite. So we do this thing. We put up this heart.
This one?
Yeah. This is how we outro the show. We'll catch you guys on the next one. Let's go!